China is closing in on America's dominance of the Asia-Pacific region, in part due to the Trump administration's policies, according to a new analysis. The Laurie Institute's Asia Power Index also shows Australia's efforts to exert influence in the region have flatlined because of the recent turnover in prime ministers. The annual index ranks 25 countries according to the power they wield in the Asia-Pacific. The principal researcher is Hervé Lemahieu. He's speaking here with our political reporter, Melissa Clark.
The US maintains some degree of primacy in our region, but China is closing that gap very quickly. That's a result, a shift that we've seen between running this exercise last year and doing it again this year.
So what do you attribute that closing gap to? What's happened in the last 12 months to bring China closer to America's level of power?
It's economic. So even if China's economy is slowing in terms of its growth rate, in absolute terms in 2018, it still grew by greater than the size of Australia's economy. Secondly, I think it's the fact that within, let's call it a void of US political leadership in Asia, a number of countries, China foremost among them, has been able to really proactively build a diplomacy around its economic largesse, around the Belt and Road Initiative, and is front and centre of geopolitical developments in the region.
China is on track to overtake America at some point as the most powerful nation. Is it inevitable?
So China does face challenges. It's just not necessarily in the form of the US. We go so far as to say the biggest challenger to China's rise is not the United States, but China itself, namely the aging of its society. So it's set to lose about 160 million people from its working age population between now and 2045. That will presage all sorts of social and political challenges for the Communist Party to deal with.
Japan and India rank third and fourth. How do you characterise their power?
Japan is what we call an overachiever. That is to say, it does incredibly well in terms of its diplomatic influence in the region, in terms of presenting viable alternatives to Chinese levels of lending to Southeast Asia and Central Asia. India is essentially a huge power or has a huge potential power, but today is still a bit of an underachiever. It still lags in terms of its influence, in terms of its economic diplomacy.
Australia remains ranked at seventh, just behind South Korea and Russia. Why hasn't Australia been able to have a greater influence in the region? Where is the country falling short?
The huge changeover, the churning in Canberra and the spills that we've experienced over the last several years have impacted the ability of Australian leaders to form lasting relationships with their counterparts in Asia.
And in that regard, New Zealand is doing much better than Australia?
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has been ranked fourth among leaders in the region in her ability to pursue her country's diplomatic interests on the world stage. And that contrasts heavily with the political churn that we've had in Canberra. So I think we've seen that leaders in Canberra have managed to, or have in some sense compromised lasting relationships with their counterparts on the world stage. The results reflect the personality dynamics behind power, because power is more than just the sum of economic resources or military spending. It's not just what you have, it's what you do with what you have.
Hervé Lemahieu from the Lowy Institute speaking there with our political reporter, Melissa Clark.